Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and welcome to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast.
Health Wealth Bridge Flash does not provide medical advice and is for informational and educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, treatment or diagnosis. Call your doctor to receive medical advice. If you think you may have a medical emergency, please dial your local emergency response phone number. Thank you.
Steam inhalation, does it have any benefits or not? Does steam inhalation have any benefits? Is it a grandma's tale, a winter myth? The story is that it often gives symptomatic relief, but research data gives surprising answers. Steam inhalation works during cold or flu. Steam inhalation works when you have sinusitis and a post-nasal drip. Allergic rhinitis needs steam inhalation as a lifestyle tool. It has good result with accompanying medical or surgical treatment. When you have laryngitis and hoarseness, steam inhalation helps to give warmth. It's one way of giving a hot fermentation or sukha sikai to your swollen vocal cords. Professional speakers, singers, teachers, television reporters, vloggers, podcasters, radio presenters, everybody who use their words, their voice professionally will be helped with the habit of steam inhalation. What are the benefits of steam inhalation? It helps to clear blocked up sinuses. The secretions which are sticky gets liquefied, hence gets cleared more easily. It also helps in the humidification of the dry nasal cavity and the upper airways. It helps lower dryness and stickiness from post-nasal drip. In smokers, it's important to take steam inhalation to clear their sinuses more frequently because they have already lost the ciliated columnar epithelial cells, cilia, which helps to clear those sinuses. Headache associated with cold also may be reduced using steam inhalation as a lifestyle tool. It definitely helps clear congested stuffy nose. It helps with foreign body sensation of throat and irritation of the throat. A dry cough due to a post-nasal drip is definitely relieved with regular steam. But how exactly to take steam inhalation? The easiest way to start taking steam is use a steam machine. Or you can use boiling water from a kettle, use a rolled up paper or an old x-ray film to take the steam in a more concentrated manner. Don't do it if you're too uncomfortable or if the steam is making your nose or your throat burn up. Make it comfortable. That's the only way it will work and you will form a habit. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. If the steam appears too hot, let it rest for some time before you start the inhalation process. For kids, it's better to use a steam machine and always under parental supervision. For very small kids, you can use a steaming machine in the room where the kid is sleeping so that the room air is humidified to some extent. How long do you need to take steam? 10 to 20 minutes of steam twice a day works well enough for cold, sinusitis, laryngitis and allergic rhinitis. You need not use any kind of HippoCap or tablets to make the steam work effectively. Dangers of steam inhalation are to be kept in mind when you start. Be very careful whenever you're handling hot water or hot steam. First, do no harm. It's best to use a steam inhalation machine in a safe environment and never when you're hurried or in front of kids. What research says? Steam inhalation often results in lowering the cold symptoms and clearing the stuffy nose. That's something we all know. But a Cochrane review did mention that the evidence in favor of steam is often ambiguous. But it is said that steam inhalation did not at least increase the symptoms. Now most of my patients and me myself, whenever we use steam during cold, you do feel better, right? That's the thing you should work towards, feeling better from inside. When we listen to our body, it's much more easy to look at the symptoms and tailor the treatment accordingly. In the early days of a cold, if you start steam inhalation and gargling often the cold will be stopped in its track. You are listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. You are listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Bridge podcast.